Welcome everyone to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. This is episode 48, folks. We're fast approaching 50. This week on Inspiration Sounds, I have two stories for you. The first one is called The Bribe, and the second one is called The Old Man and His House. Now, both these stories concern rogues, those shady, dodgy people who we sometimes run into in the midst of our lives. That person who seems to be very nice on the outside, but in fact on the inside, is very cunning and has an ulterior motive. So, these stories will probably prove to be a lot of fun. Sit back and relax. Put your feet up, help yourself to a cup of tea, maybe a snack, I don't know. But I'll listen to these stories from the heart of the world. The Bribe, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. A businessman had a long-standing lawsuit. A friend of his had sued him because he owed him a large sum of money. The businessman was denying that he owed the money, so his friend got fed up and finally sued him. The case went on and on for months. Then it neared the last day in court when the judge would make a decision. The defendant said to his lawyer, can you tell me the name of the judge and, where he lives?
Why on earth do you have to know the name of the judge? I am the expert. I am the lawyer.
That's true. But I just wanted to know, for the sake of knowing.
Well, his name is Anderson, yes.
And, where does he live?
Well, in Liverpool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's enough for me.
But can you tell me? I mean, why? Why do you want to know his name? And why do you want to know where he lives?
Oh, no reason in particular, no.
Oh, well, I just wanted to know it,
and also, it's good to bribe people.
What?
Well, they then will do you a favour.
This judge is so honest. He will never accept a bribe. God, if you try to bribe him, then definitely you will lose the case. For months and months, I have been working very hard for you. So please, don't do this if you want to win the case.
Yeah, all right. Okay, yeah. No, I promise. I won't try to bribe him.
In 2 days, it was the time of the judge's final decision. The defendant and his lawyer, as well as the friend and his lawyer, went to see the judge. The judge went through all the papers to make sure that they were all proper, and he then asked questions of both the lawyers. In the end, the judge said he was totally convinced that the defendant did not owe the $4,000. He felt that it was all lies, so the businessman won the case. Afterwards, the defendant's lawyer said to his client,
"Now then, you can give me my fee."
"Yeah, no, certainly. Certainly I should give it to you."
"Well, you see, you should be so grateful to me that you should perhaps give me a little extra."
"What for?"
"Well, I prevented you from trying to bribe the judge."
"If you had tried to bribe the judge, he would have decided against you. Also, I saved you the money that you would have spent to bribe him."
"Ha ha! You fool! You fool, I did bribe him."
"You are such a liar. I asked you not to bribe him, and you promised not to."
"Me? Ha! You're such a fool. Well, see, because I did bribe him. But I bribed him in a different way. I sent him most expensive wine and cigarettes and, well, many other things. All in my enemy's name and with his return address. Therefore, you see, he lost the case. So you were wrong in saying that I should not bribe him. You were right in saying that he is an honest man. When he received the package, he got so furious that someone had attempted to bribe him, I won the case.
The Old Man and His House. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. An old man was sick of his house. His wife and children had died there, and all his animals had also died. He said perhaps it was his karma, or perhaps it was just that his house was very bad. Since he did not want to blame himself, the man blamed the house. He felt his house was the cause of all the miseries in his life, and he wanted to sell it. But nobody wanted to buy it because of the high price he was asking. What the man thought was reasonable, others considered too much. 4 years went by. The old man missed his children and wife and all his dear ones who had died, and he cursed the house. At the same time, he had no other place to go. He was retired, and he did not have to spend much while living in the house. He had learned how to cook from his wife, who had been the best cook in the world. But still, he was miserable in every way. One day he decided to go to a real estate agency. He told the agent that he would give him a commission if he could sell his house. The agent asked what price he wanted, and he told him. The agent said that nobody would buy it for that price. When the man said that he could not lower the price, the agent said he could not sell the house for him. Finally, the man agreed to lower the price to $40,000, and the agent accepted the challenge. The agent put an advertisement in the newspaper and a few other places. He made the house seem very beautiful. The description he gave to the house, the owner could not believe. He said, "Oh God, all my life I wanted to have a house like this. How can my house be so beautiful and spacious in every way?" He read the advertisement again and again. "Beautiful and spacious in every way." Finally, he went to the real estate agent and asked, "Is it true that my house is so beautiful?" The real estate agent replied,
"Am I telling lies?" "Yes, it is."
"If it is so beautiful, let us raise the selling price to $50,000.
"You can raise the price, but then it will take much longer to sell the house."
"Well, how many days will it take to sell the house if I raise the price?"
"If you raise the price, it will take 2 months."
"Can't you speed it up?"
"No. No, I cannot.
I will feel very sad if I don't get $50,000 for such a beautiful house. All right, this is what I will do. Let me give you the $10,000 extra that I had asked you to add to the price of the house. Then you will sell it for $40,000. After it is sold, you will give me the $40,000 plus the $10,000 I am giving you now. In that way, I can feel that I sold the house for $50,000. The real estate agent exclaimed,
"Absolutely, of course."
So the man gave the agent $10,000. Then the agent said,
"But now that you have lowered the price to $40,000 instead of $50,000, I will make a smaller commission. Since this beautiful house is easily worth $50,000, You have to give me the commission for 50,000.
The old man agreed to give him the commission on $50,000, but on the condition that he sell the house in 10 days.
The real estate agent said, If I sell it in 3 days, will you not give me a higher commission?
Absolutely. I will give you $1,000 extra.
Brilliant! It will be sold in 3 days.
All right, said the man. I will give you 500 now, and then I will give you the extra 500, plus your commission when the house is sold. Well, the real estate agent took the money, closed down shop, and disappeared with $10,500.
Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds, episode 48. Well, I hope you like those two stories about rogues, about naughty people. My thanks, of course, to Sri Chinmoy for these very funny and at the same time very illuminating stories. And while I'm in my thank you mode, I haven't always thanked people on air, but I would like to say thank you to John Gillespie for helping with the recording, also to Kamala Kunter in New York, and to Shimangali for putting together the whole package that is Inspiration Sounds. I merely do a very small bit, so I'm very grateful to the team. And I'm also very grateful to you for listening. Thank you once again. Join me next week for episode 49, which promises to be absolutely spectacular. But until then, stay cool. Bye-bye for now.